Hi, everyone. Taylor Schmaltz here again with episode 37 of the EvoFi podcast, a finance podcast for humans. Today, in honor of America Saves Week this week, we're talking about cash flow and, yes, savings, as part four of our Mistakes Your Financial Advisor Can Help Prevent series. Stephen Fletcher and I sit down to discuss some key elements of cash flow, why it's so important, and how to get started with a budget if you don't already have one. A quick reminder before we jump in, this podcast is 100% free of any tax, legal, or investment advice. Our goal here is education and a little fun. If you need advice on any of the areas mentioned, tailored to your specific circumstances, feel free to give us a call, and we'd be glad to see how we can help. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Check us out on YouTube and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. Now, let's get to it. So last time we talked about taxes, and this time we're going to be talking about cash flow and savings. Perhaps you got a refund after filing your return.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into the conversation and talk about some key considerations to cash flow. There's a lot of opinions and information out there on the internet in the age of finfluencers, you know, how do we wade through the noise? What are some good rules of thumb? What are the good practices? What's noise that we should be cutting out? So Stephen, why don't you kind of kick us off with your thoughts on key considerations to cash flow?
Yeah. Well, certainly we always have to keep in mind that cash flow ends up being looked at only in the short term. Right, because people are looking at this is how much I get paid on a biweekly or monthly basis or whatever. And so what are the expenses that are going to be coming out of this? That's important, but we also have to make sure that we're also keeping an eye on the long term. Because yes, there's the stuff that's happening week to week and month to month, but then there's also the year to year and then decade to decade as well. So yes, you're tracking savings and spending for today to make sure that you can do everything you want. But there also has to be that long-term component. And that part can be really hard because how do you project that far out into the future? Mm-hmm. What numbers are you using? What inflation rate do you use? How much should you consider whether or not your pay is going to go up? Mm. What are college costs going to look like in the future if you're planning around a child going to college? Mm-hmm. So those are all really important pieces that it can be a really daunting exercise. And so sometimes we just don't do it and only focus on the short term. But we have to start the conversation by saying, yes, there's today, but there's also tomorrow.
Right.
So let's make sure that we keep both of those in mind.
Right. Yep. So reviewing cash flow in light of things going on this year, but not forgetting to take that longer view. Because it's way more fun to think about the vacations, you know, possibly getting a new car, but it's very important for our future self. We'll be thanking ourselves if we look back and say, I did that planning and I was thinking about some long-term cash flow. So we want to make sure you're headed in the right direction for the future.
Well, and certainly also another one that we have to think about in the short term. Taxes. We talked about it last time.
Right.
We're right before April 15th, so it's on a lot of people's minds. But when you're looking at that long-term cash flow, sometimes it actually makes sense to restrict cash flow in the short term a little bit. And by that, I mean maybe pay a little bit more in taxes today. Maybe you're making Roth conversions or something else like that, because that's going to pay such dividends in the future. So sometimes front-loading a payment today that makes it a little bit more difficult with some of that budgeting that you might be doing on a monthly basis is important because it's going to pay such big dividends in the future.
Right. And we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the reasons why it's so important. But for folks who have uneven cash flows, perhaps realtors or folks who aren't necessarily getting that same steady flow of income. So why don't we segue into the importance of cash flow planning and how that sort of integrates with your other long-term planning items?
Yeah. So I think first things first, you talk about cash flow. Some people call it budgeting. I think they're synonymous. CNBC did a study that found that 56% of Americans say that they are not on track to retire comfortably. Bloomberg also did a study that showed that one in three Americans earning $250,000 or more are living paycheck to paycheck. Now, that $250,000 number, that's when you really start to, based on the way that our society is right now, you're starting to consider that level of income as kind of affluent. You know, you're maybe not a millionaire at the point that you're first making $250,000, but that's kind of it's pointing in that direction. So still living paycheck to paycheck at that point with that salary kind of points back to what we were saying earlier. It's the short-term focus.
Right. Yeah. So keeping track of your cash flow and your savings isn't just about getting people to retirement in the traditional sense. You know, the people sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair, sipping from the South, sipping on a sweet tea or a Coke, like the old Rascal Flatts Cherry Coke, right in the song. But it's about helping people become financially independent. So if you're sitting on your front porch in a rocking chair, if that's your idea of financial independence, that's great. Let's come up with a plan to get you there. But what we want to help people keep in their sights is a life that is lived without constant money worries, especially if you have grown accustomed to that pace of every paycheck. Like, that is what I need to live. Like, that's what our lifestyle is based on.
Right. So I was actually talking to somebody about this just last week, you know, where they were talking about these are the general rules that you see online with, hey, if you get a raise, you need to be increasing your percentage to your retirement plan. And, you know, they were beating themselves up for not perfectly following all of the advice that's out there. Mm-hmm. And I think another really important piece to all of this that you just said about getting you to financial independence, that definition is different than anyone else's.
Right.
Your path to get there is different than anyone else's, even somebody making a similar amount of money. Because for this person, you know, they have children. And so we were having the conversation of, with where you are in your children's lives, you got to maximize those years when you are able to save. And sometimes those are at the very beginning of your career, maybe before you've started having children or before you've started a family. But if you've graduated and you have student loans, then saving for retirement versus paying down those student loans, that's a different way of approaching that problem.
Right.
And then when you have children, you know, if you have children early, then you're beating yourself up because you didn't start saving on the earlier side. But the most important thing is the years that the savings are there, maximize those.
Right.
And so for some people, those maximum savings years aren't when you are a little bit younger because you do have a young family that you need to provide for. Instead, it's let's go ahead now with that longer term view. Let's go ahead and start thinking about the living expenses for your kids, their after school programs, maybe private school if they're in private school.
Yeah.
And earmark some of that to go, okay, when they are out of school and they're out of college, this is something we've already budgeted. So we can keep that in the budget and that turns over and becomes the long-term savings.
Right.
So a budget can be very important. And I don't mean budgeting and thinking about all these things like you have to track every single penny. But you do need to understand where your money is going every month.
Right.
So that in light of the short term, we can start to plan for the long term. So that we can say, okay, your savings rate is not huge today, but that's okay.
Right.
Because here are the steps to get where we want to go. Yes, it involves a higher savings percentage in the future. But if we're all on the same page today and we know what those steps are, then it becomes that much more likely that we're going to be able to achieve them. So I talked in there about, okay, someone's maybe not saving right now, or, and I think this is a lot of people, they are saving a little bit, but they're not saving as much as they would want to. How can they get started?
Yep. So when we're thinking about this, there's a concept that we talk about called paying yourself first. When thinking about savings, it's very common for folks to just think, okay, I'm going to look at the end of the month, what's left over. But what we find is most helpful is to think about your savings as happening first. So you're paying yourself, you're paying your future self, and then whatever falls in your spending budget, have fun with that.
Right.
And you know, there's a number of ways that you could do that. But you know, one way, there's retirement savings, which we'll touch on in a second, but, you can also set up, like recurring transfers from a checking account to a savings account or high yield savings account, and some way to kind of, it's painful to, you know, tap the, you know, transfer button out of checking and see that balance go down. Like, it's painful to do that. So the behavioral, you know, a behavioral benefit of setting something up recurring is that you've set it and you forget it. And while you see it happen, you're not having to like force yourself into that painful decision every time.
Yeah.
So the key part is paying yourself first, not at the end of the month. And you know, you've got to make savings one of the first things that you do and not the last part. And it's why taking advantage of, like I mentioned earlier, taking advantage of an employer retirement plan can be so critical, because it happens directly from your paycheck. So you don't even see it hit your bank account.
Right.
So make sure you're taking full advantage of that benefit if you're eligible for it. And if not, you know, the online banking has made it so easy to sort of build savings into an automation.
Yeah. Yeah. So with all of this conversation that we've had to this point, you know, some listeners might be sitting here thinking, okay, this is good information. Okay. So what do I do? Mm. And you know, this is one of those things where it's, I know it sounds so cliche, but life really is a journey, right? And so it's not like, this is my optimal financial self. I'm going to get there all in one step. Really doesn't work that way. So a few ideas of ours are, you know, if you don't have an idea of where your money's going every month, get one. If that means starting a budget, start a budget. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, set a goal for monthly savings and start to get to it.
Right.
You know, it's not the, you need to feel bad if you set that goal for monthly savings every month and you don't hit it. It's a step one is set it, and then let's start to work towards where it just becomes a habit. If you aren't currently saving, let's start with something. I mean, it seems so small, but if you're not putting anything into a savings account ever, and we start with $10 a month, and you get that at the top of your budget, and like you said, Taylor, you're paying yourself first. Again, it's establishing the habit.
Right.
When $10 goes into savings every month for 6 months, then that's when you start to go, okay, I can do this saving thing. Mm. I'm not missing out on that $10. Mm. And then, you know, that's when, depending on how successful you are, in keeping track of your goals and actually accomplishing that
right.
achievable savings amount, then you start to go, okay, well, if I cancel this subscription that I don't ever use, that would free up another $10 a month to go into savings.
Mm.
And it's one of those, it's the concept of the snowball that's really small that starts out at the top of a mountain that just starts to roll down. It gathers more snow as it goes.
Yeah.
And so it's a tiny snowball at the top, and it's a huge ball of snow by the time it gets to the bottom.
Yeah.
And so it really is one of those even baby steps in the right direction. It's progress.
Yeah. And I'd just add too, an additional piece of this is just how important it is to build some of these skills and habits too, because you never know what the future holds. And so if you've built a habit of paying yourself first and you're diligent about that, if a transition comes in your life or your lifestyle has to change because of pay changes or whatever, then you've built that muscle already, and you're not having to say, oh shoot, I have less to work with now, and now it's going to be really painful to do that.
Right. Yep.
So,
and I think the last point for today, as we celebrate this week, America Saves Week, if you are saving, then let's make sure that it's the right amount, because believe it or not, there is such a thing as too much savings.
Yes.
The goal isn't just a secure financial future. Like, it's not always just this is what needs to happen in the future. It's also the enjoyment of life today.
Yeah.
So let's not scrape by today so that the future looks super strong. You know, if you've got young kids and you're just everything saving for the future, well, what about some of the stuff that is going to create those lifelong memories for them today? Yeah. There doesn't need to always be pride in just saving for the future and guilt in spending today. We've got to get the right balance between those two things. And that's why this can be so hard.
Yeah.
But it's also why this can be such a fun job, because working with people to get to that point can be a lot of fun and can be really rewarding.
Right.
So if you are listening and you go, hey, I want to get there, right? The pride in what I'm saving for the future, but also the enjoyment of that money today. We would love to help. So anyone here on the Evo Advisors planning team is more than happy to help. We're more than equipped to help. And so please feel free to reach out to us. This is why we do what we do, to help people as best we can live that most fulfilled life, pursuing their goals and their values today and also in the future. Thanks for listening.